Let's read through the Gemara just quickly, and then start the Tosfos. So, just to review, Dor Shabbat Barchanan Chatichas Mulele Shel Artonei Eina Iseres Ashtin Tam Baraitu V'Kipu V'Chaticha. Sounds like a straightforward halacha. Chatichas Mulele has to be nice and tam in the whole thing. Uki Rama Meir Elei V'Dorish. So it's moving the Gemara that Rav's memory is built on two yesodes. One is the yesod of chaticha nas nevela, another is the yesod of min b'min alei bottle. Those things together make the problem, because since chaticha nas nevela, so the first chaticha nevela is nice and time, and the second chaticha, that chaticha now becomes a nevela. That nevela, that chatichas, that chanan piece now, the second chaticha, in turn asks all the other chatichas in the pot. So Gemara asks, "Amalei Yevsaf Lebay Michti Rav Tamar Amal Shmaisi Kav Yudah Dom Minu Lei Bottle." So my ear, you can also tam. I feel like you can tam nami. So who needs the second chaticha? The first chaticha is min b'minu with all the chatichas. So the first chaticha alone should ask all the other chatichas. Amalei, Rocha Mayaskina. So Rav answered, Rocha Mayaskina Kishakodem V'Silkei. That he took the first chaticha out. The chaticha's nevela was removed. So by the time the other chatichas came in, the first chaticha is out of the picture. Rashi adds, the reitav also has to be out of the picture. Because if the reitav is still there, then the reitav was nasa nevela. And the reitav will last the rest of the pot. So that's all gone. So all I have is the second chaticha. That's what Rav said. The second chaticha was nasa nevela, and nasa is all the other chatichas. Even without that, even if the first chatichas, the original chaticha's nevela is still here, but the original chatichas nevela, I would have said that even though it's not really bottled in all the other chatichas, but it could have been bottled in the reitav, because havi min v'min v'davaracha, v'chol min v'min v'davaracha, salak es minik k'mishenei, v'shenei minoi rabba olav u'mavatle. So had I only had to deal with the first chaticha, if I didn't have the other chaticha with Hanan, had it only been the original chatichas nevela, so that would have been not so mishkefelech. I would have taken all the reitav in the pot. I would have said salak es minik k'mishenei, forget the other chatichas. The right of will be mavatal, the original chaticha. That's min v'sheinim in it. But now that there's another chatichas nevela, now that there's Hanan, now that Rav said there's din of Hanan, and the second chaticha is also nas nevela, so now the right of can't be mavatal. Why can't the right of be mavatal? Let the right of be mavatal both chatichas. So Rashi says that's the case, that there's not enough right of to be mavatal both chatichas. There's enough right of to be mavatal the original chaticha, there's not enough right of to be mavatal both chatichas. So therefore, So that's why it's also awesome, because that's why it's also awesome. So if you do want to be mevatel, in Rav's case you can't be mevatel. You don't have enough right to be mevatel. If you wanted to be mevatel, if you wanted to get more, if you wanted to set up a case where it would become bottle, where there's more right to, and it would become bottle, how much would you need to be mevatel? So for sure, at least you would need the right to 60 times both chatichas. That's for sure you need. But Tosfos adds b'shem l'Rashbam. Tyson here doesn't bring anybody who's chaylik. We know Tyson Kuf Chesem and Beis brings three is chaylik in the Rashbam. But Tyson brings the Shbashem, the Rashbam, that if you really wanted to mivatal these two chatichos, would not be enough to have right of keneged the two chatichos. You would have to have also chatichos keneged two volumes of right of. Because the right of, Tyson is based on the Gemara later on in Kuf Ches, about the Vasa B'Cholov, Vasa Helen Toyer. Anyway, Tosfos has this yisoid, seems to be a Gemara with Reshes Bemis, that when the Cholov goes into the Vasa, as it's percolating in the pot, the Vasa fell into a pot of Cholov. As the Cholov, as everything percolates, so the Cholov goes into the pot. I'm sorry, some of the Cholov goes into the Vasa, goes out of the Vasa, other Cholov goes into the Vasa. So that Cholov that comes out of the Vasa, the Gemara says that's Chatichon Nasas in the Vela. So the Rashbam said, oh, so that means that over here, besides the two chatichas, besides the original chatichas nevela, the original nevela, with the second chaticha that has a chanan, so those two, you have to mivatel those two things. So I'll have enough right to mivatel both of those things. But in addition, said the Rashbam, you also need. There's another issue besides the two chatichas. There's also the issue of the right of that went into the two chatichas and came back out. That right of has the volume of the two chatichas themselves. So you have to be mivatel, and they have that reitav has a chanan. So you have to be mivatel that reitav too. So it's not enough to have reitav 60 times the two chatiches, you're also going to have chatiches 60 times the two reitavs. That's the side of the Rashbam that we saw last time in Tesis. So what does that mean? Just to put it up again, because we're going to refer back to it. So in order to be mevatel, you would have to have 60 times, you have to have reitav 60 times the original chaticha plus the chaticha of Hanan. Plus, you'd also need 60 times chatiches times the reitav that came out of the original chatiches nevela, plus the reitav that came out of the chaticha nas nevela of the chaticha, and only then would the whole thing be bottle. I remember that from last time. Yeah, it's not quite E equals MC squared, but it's something. Yeah, so just to speak to, remember, we also talked about why is it only 60 times the reitav that came out of the chaticha, that has that volume of the chaticha? Why don't I say that there's lots of reitav coming out of this chaticha? Because it's constantly pumping. So there's constantly reitav coming out of the chaticha as it circulates. So why don't I have not just reitav to the volume of the chaticha, I should have reitav to the whole pot full of reitav. Should have a chaticha nas in the veil. So I don't remember what we said for that. Better Ramban.
It's bottle every time.
Right, it's bottle every time. Kama bottle, says the Ramban. When this reitav comes out of the nevela, it's immediately bottle in the 60 chatichas. When new reitav comes out, new reitav percolates, it's again bottle in the 60 chatichas. It's not chayzev aneir. Because there's not really new tam being generated over here. Right? It's not as if you're really generating new tam. It's just new lumbus of chaticha nas in nevela. It's a lumbus problem. So for a lumbus problem, we have a lumbus solution, chaticha, that we can say kama bottle. And that's the Rashbam. Tosfos, the Ri is cholik. The Ri says that the reitav that comes out of the chaticha. Anybody know what is the Ri hold? This reitav that comes out of the chaticha, what is the Ri hold that it has the status of? It has the status of bosa. He holds that this reitav, even though it's certainly chanan, the Gemara says the Ferris, but it's chanan. But the Ri holds that it's not. It has the status of bosa, since its iser comes from bosa. It has the status of bosa, not of mayim. And therefore, to be mevatel it, you don't use chatichos, you use reitav. So therefore, I don't need 60 chatichos to be mevatel this reitav. I can use the original 60 times of reitav. The same way that 60 times of reitav is mevatel two chatichos themselves, it's also mevatel the reitav that comes out of the chatichos. Yeah, we also had even if you're only using reitav, you should need more reitav. Because you're using the reitav to mevatel not only the two chatichas, but using the reitav to mevatel the reitav ayetzim lechatichas. So why don't I need it? It should be much more than 60. It should be 120. Because for every chaticha, there's also a reitav to the same volume that Yosef in a chaticha. So I actually need 120 times reitav. So it said at the time, that's not a kasha. Because we were stymied for a few minutes, so we said that's not a kasha. Because really, when we talk about being the reitav being mevatel lechatichas, what we really mean is being mevatel the tam that's yetsi from the chatichas. Because the chaticha itself is not really bottled in the reitav. The chaticha itself you have to take out. Yeah, the chaticha itself you have to take out. All the chatichas are awesome. If the chaticha itself is bottled, the reitav is mevatel two chatichas. That means the reitav is mevatel tam ha-yetzim ha-chatichas. The reitav can't be mevatel the two chatichas themselves. If a chatichas isa falls into reitav, the chatichas isa doesn't become mutter. The tam ha-yetzim reitav becomes mutter. The chaticha itself you still have to deal with. And the two chatichas will taka be also, and they'll ask all the other chatichas if you're in a makiri, because it's a chaticha re'ilizkan. In a chanami, we're not being done in the chatichas themselves. We're only being done in the tam ha-yetzim ha-chatichas. The tam ha'yetzim in the chatichos with the reitav ha'yetzim in the chatichos is not two separate volumes. That's the same volume. You're not done that separately. How much volume of tam came out of the chaticha and how much volume of reitav came out of the chaticha? That's all ha'yinu lach. It's all in the same space. So that's enim in a minyan. So therefore, you still need only the sheet. All right, that's what we said last time. So now, let's go on to Tosfos. Chaticha atzmon asas nevela. So, Tosfos says, pirush b'kuntres. So Then he put in the other chatichas. And if a chaticha is she kibla tama nevela, chaticha atzma nasa nevela, they say it's called a chaticha kulan neisha eminam. Right, Ash is explaining how did this case happen. First you had two chatichas with a chanan, and then you added more chatichas. So what exactly did the picture look like? What exactly happened in the kitchen? How did you have two chatichas that had a chaticha nasa nevela, and then more chatichas came into the picture? So what happened in stage one and what happened in stage two? So Rashi learns that, well, Rashi has two pshat, and one pshat he doesn't talk about, that the two chatichas were like stuck to each other. So that chaticha that was stuck to the nevela gets its own, gets a chanan, somehow gets a chaticha nas nevela. But then Rashi says different pshat, that's the first pshat, Chosu would see the Talmud. Chosu doesn't call it a pshat. But the other pshat that Rashi says is that the case is I had a pot, they put in two chatichas, I cooked them up, and after I finished cooking up the two chatichas, then I added another 120, whatever. Then I added all these other chatichas. So Tosfos is bothered. Tosfos kasha. The kashli pirusa. Then Cain, gam haroitiv shoya b'yis shoya nezer mitchilag deitama nevela. If that would be the case, then when you cook the original chaticha, the original nevela, with the second chaticha, so you have more things in the pot than just the two chatichas. You also have all of the roitiv that generated by the bishul. You cooked them, and presumably you cooked them in water, in sous vide or anything. They cooked them in water, and now you have roitiv, and that roitiv is also has its own chanan. The roitiv in the pot, that means all the pot, the whole pot is full of roitiv. That roitiv has tam nevela in it. That roitiv has tam nevela. For sure, that roitiv has tam nevela. I mean, how do I know? Maybe there's so much water in there that the roitiv doesn't have tam nevela. Then even the second piece would also be mutter. How did the second piece get tam? Tam would have diluted out into the water. It's clear that there wasn't enough water to mevatel the tam. So not only the second piece get tam, but the roitiv is full of tam. So the roitiv is also chanan. So then, what is it going to help? So maybe in the chanan, maybe the roitiv taka gets also. Maybe the roitiv is also a problem. So Tosfos says, no, b'somach mashma the mevatel lechatichas al gdei roitiv. The Gemara b'somach is mashma that the bittul happens al gdei lechatichas. I'm sorry, mevatel lechatichas al gdei the roitiv. The bittul is happening through the roitiv that's mevatel lechatichas. So shaila is, how can the roitiv be mevatel lechatichas? The roitiv itself became mussar from the roitiv. The Kitzer, Chais is saying, if Rashi is right, so then we have in this pot, we have three things. We have the Chatichas Nevela, we have the Chaticha Chanan, and then we also have all of the Reitiv in the pot, which has its own Chanan. So now, to be Mevatel, what are we going to need? We're going to need 60 times right if you mevatel the two chatichos. But we're also going to need 60 times chatichos to mevatel the roitiv, the original roitiv. Taisa says it's not mashma that we need that. It's so much mashma that's not what we need. So listen, Shatan, where's the mashma way b'salach? You see a dig that way b'salach? You see a dig in the Gemara? Tosfos saying, according to Rashi, we should need an awful lot. In order to be mevatel this mixture over here, we need 60 times, we need roitiv 60 times the two chatichas, and we're going to need chatichas 60 times the roitiv. Okay, so maybe we do. We did say in the Gemara, it's b'salach mashma. B'salach means in Rava. Where is it mashma in Rava? That's not true. Maybe that's taka true. I don't see it in Rava. Rava talks about what I would need if I didn't say chana. If there was no such thing as chana. Actually, maybe it depends how you do Gemara. Rav is explaining this whole arikas in Rav. Salak is minu kish mishayni. Rav is saying, what would be the din if I didn't have the second chaticha? So if I didn't have the second chaticha, I would have said salak is minu kish mishayni, and the right of the mivlatel the original nevela. Okay. So what's Tosis' deal? Why did Rava only talk about the Reitav being Mavatel, the original piece of Nevela? He should have talked about needing Chatichos to be Mavatel, the original Reitav. But I don't see the word Reitav in Rava. Maybe that's what he means. Rav didn't say anything about Reitav. Maybe that's what it means. You need Reitav, with Salak is Minoy, the Reitav could be Mavat to the original Chaticha. And with Salak is Minoy, the 60 Chatichas could be Mavat to the original Reitav. Could you just say in Rav that that's not what he means? What?
Rashi
didn't say that. Yeah, but okay, we're not being redacted from. I don't think Tosha is asking Kashan Rashi, the Shitos of the Sti and Rashi. Tosha sounds like he's asking from the Gemara.
It's Mashma. According to Rashi, you don't have to now. You would need 60 chatichos. Can you have a look? Rav is saying,
yeah. Why? Without Chanan, I wouldn't need to connect 60 chatichos connected the Reitav. Because the Reitav would only, the only thing also in the Reitav would be the time that it was makabel from the original chaticho. So if I have 60 that's mevatel the original chaticho, it would be mevatel the time that's inside the Reitav too.
Without Chanan, Chanan is like a different chiddush.
So now, but Rav says that if the Gemara asks, why do we need a second chaticho? The first chaticha is enough. The first chaticha should ask. So the Gemara answers that without the second chaticha, I would be mevatel the first chaticha with the Reitav, because there's enough Reitav to be mevatel the first chaticha. That's why I need the second chaticha. That's Rava's answer. But the way Rava says it is, without Chanan, the Reitav would be mevatel the first chaticha. Now that there's two chatichas, there's not enough Reitav to be mevatel both. But maybe the case is that there's also enough chatichas to be mevatel the Reitav. Like maybe there are. Maybe there are enough chatichas to mevatel the Reitav. Where's the deacon lashon of? We're not talking about that. We're talking about a case where there's enough chatichas to mevatel the Reitav. But there's only enough Reitav to mevatel the first chaticha. There's not enough Reitav to mevatel the second chaticha. That's what Rav is saying, that there's a chanan of the second chaticha. So where's this deacon? No, it doesn't say a word in Rav about if he's talking about the Reitav or he's talking about the chatichas. Rav says to Yisrael that there's a din of salak is minikim she'enoi, v'she'enoi minu ravel of mevatel. So now we'll plug this in. The second chaticha, then how does the second chaticha affect the outcome? That was the Gemara's question. How does the second chaticha affect the outcome? The first chaticha is already min b'minu, it asks everything. So the answer is no. The first chaticha, I could be mevatel with Reitav. So that's how the second chaticha affects the outcome. Of course, there's also Reitav in the fact that also has to be dealt with. So I have 60 chatichas connected to Reitav. Like, where's the Reitav and Rava? The answer is that Deik not in Rava, the Deik is in Rav. Because Rav's lashon was kevin shenoson tam bechaticha chaticha atzman ases nevela. It's mashma in Rav that the problem is because of the second chaticha, the problem is not because of the right. Why didn't Rav say kevin shenoson tam bereitiv? Reitiv atzman ases nevela va'isa kol chatichas kula va'isa kol reitiv kula. Here is hakadik that we're only concerned with the chanan of the chaticha. We're not concerned with chanan of the reitav. Lashon of Tosis bothers me. Tosis l'kamon mashma that the bittul is happening. Lashon of Tosis is that pesamuch. Samuch means samuch base, not right now. B'samach mashmu the mivatel lechatichas al yedei reitiv. That we mivatel lechatichas al yedei reitiv. We're not talking about mivatel lechatichas al yedei reitiv. We're talking about mivatel lechatichas al yedei reitiv. Where's the deal? The deal's not b'samach. The deal's here in the member of Ra. Then as I looked in the Tosfos Rosh, the Lashon of the Tosfos Rosh is much better. I mean, it's much easier. The Lashon of the Tosfos Rosh is that it's simply that lefi rova, that we're not talking about kodem v'silkoi. So then there's a diuk. Why are we only worried about the I don't know exactly Lashon of the Tosfos Rosh, but I think I wrote it down. He says, according to Rava, that we're not talking about Kodem Vesilkoi, so then we can be Medayik, it's Mashma that El Molei Shenesra HaChaticha Hoya HaReitev HaKipa Shaisif Mevatan Chaticha HaRishayna. It's Mashma, not Mashma in Rava, it's Mashma in Rav. The Diyak in Rav is only Aliba de Rava, because according to Abaye, it's Kodem Vesilkoi. So I took the Reitev away. Rashi says that Kodem Vesilkoi means I took the first piece away, the Nevel away, and the Reitev away. So according to Abaye, that it's Kodem Vesilkoi, so the Reitev is out of the picture. But according to Rava, the Reitev is still here, so we can be medayik, not from the language of Rava. It doesn't say anything in the language of Rava if we're talking about Reitev Berchatichas. But according to Rava, that it's not a case of Kodem Vesilkoi, then we can go back to Rav and be medayik, that it's Mashma in the Gemara, that the issue is only the second Chaticha. And El Moli Shenesra Chaticha, if not for the Chanan of the Chaticha, then there would be over here a Bittel. Why is there, it's not only an issue of the Chanan of the Chaticha, there's also an issue of the Chanan of the Chanan of the Reitev. Anyway, so Lashon Taisus B'Samach Mashma. I don't know. That's like a minor point. Maybe the Lashon really should be like Taisus Rosh. Yeah.
I mean, you're saying that Taisus are Rosh. There's no Bukhaki either in the first answer in Rav that we're talking about Salat the Rotem as well. There's no that was just in Rashi Pshat, but you don't have to know that. And there's no Bukhaki there that we can back
Rav. Right. Since Rav did say. Came in Shinos and Tamba Chaticha, Chaticha asked Manas in the veil. Why didn't Rav say came in Shinos and Tamba Reitiv? In Rav, there's a deal. Rav did talk about the Chaticha and not the Reitiv. Rav didn't say anything. Rav just said that there's a din of Salakas Minu Kamishayna, but he didn't say if we're dealing with the Reitiv or the Chatichas. But in maybe he's talking about maybe Rav was talking about being Mavatal Chatichas. Maybe being Mavatal of the Reitiv. But the deacon is in Rav. Rav blames it on the Chaticha. Came in Shinos and Tam the Chaticha. Since the Nevela was nice and Tam in the Chaticha became a Nevela and it asks all of the other Chatichas. Why do you only focus on the Chaticha? The same way as the Chaticha is also a Reitiv. Rav should have said, came in Shinos and Tam the Chaticha. The Chaticha is Nas and Nevela and asks the other Chatichas. And came in Shinos and Tam by Reitiv. Reitiv Nas and Nevela and it asks all of the other Reitiv. That's in Rav there is a deal. And the Tosfos Rosh could read that's where the deek is being made. The Lashon of Tosfos bothers me a little bit. I don't want to focus. I don't get bogged down in this because it's not such a terrible. Maybe that's what Tosfos means. The Lashon not so glad. The Lashon of Tosfos Rosh is more is smoother. But I want to raise a different question. So because of this problem, so Tosfos is going to learn. We will read inside that that's not the case. The case is that not that he cooked the two pieces together and then you have a pot full of Reitiv. So then the Reitiv has its own Chanan. So why are we only fixated on the second Chaticha? We should be worried about the Reitiv. So therefore, Tosfos learns that's not the case. But the case is, rather, Yishleim Adochipar, I'm sorry, where to go? Eli Yishleim Adomairi, Ken Sheish Chaticha Shalhete Kulu Chutz La'Reitiv. The Chaticha is Nevela Munachas Alea Chutz La'Reitiv. The Nasa Chaticha Sete Nevela Shifisha Boilaz Tam Nevela.
So Tosfos says the case is I have a pot, and on top of the pot sticking out, I have a chaticha, and on top of the chaticha I have a nevela, and the chaticha now became chaticha nas nevela. Is no reitiv. It's no reitiv. Because everything's on top of the Reitiv. So all I have is a Chaticha Nas Nevela, and then I was menired and went back into the pot, and now I have two Chatichas, and I have to move out to two Chatichas, I don't have to worry about Reitiv. So that's why Rav only talked about Chanan of the Chatichas, and Rav didn't talk about the Chanan of the Reitiv. That's why Rav talks about Kemen Shalos and the Chaticha, the Chanan of the Chaticha, and he doesn't talk about the Chanan of the Reitiv. So there's a kasha here, which the Mashal points out. There's still a reitiv. Even according to Tosfos, there's still a reitiv that has chanan. Where? This reitiv. When you dunk these two chatichas yemenar the k'teira and the two chatichas go into the pot, so they generate reitiv to their own volume. They generate a volume of reitiv that still needs bitul ezei chatichas. That's the Rashbam and Omid Beis. Tosfos and Omid Beis only brings the Rashbam. He doesn't bring anybody who's chayiv. So why did Tosfos? So what's it better for Tosfos? If Tosfos thinks that this is a problem, why did the Rav only talk about the chatich and he didn't talk about the reitiv? So what's his answer? The case is that the two chatichas were outside. Okay, they were outside to begin with, but then they went inside and this weiter reitiv. So what did Tosfos gain? At the end of the day, there's still a reitiv that you have to be involved with chatichas. So and we can ask the same question, Rav Loshen, why did Rav only talk about the chatichas and not the reitiv?
Why do you
want to
say this place is like the Rashbam and not the
Rebbe? Well, because in this sugya, we only have the Rashbam. I mean, in this sugya, Tosfos Amud Beis only brings the Rashbam with no other Madama. It's doichik to say that in Amud Aleph, Tosfos is the Rebbe, and Amud Beis is the Rashbam. I mean, such things do happen, but it's a lot of big doichik. The Mashal answers basically that it's different. It is different. See, how much right are we talking about over here? The Rashbam. The volume of the two chatichas. Because that's the chatichas go into the pot and it percolates, and every time it's berleya, a volume of reitiv, and it comes out, it has a chanan, but it gets a bottle. Assuming you have enough to be mivatel, if that's the case, you have enough to be mivatel reitiv. You have 60 chatichos to be mivatel reitiv. So I need 60 chatichos to be mivatel reitiv, but once I have 60 chatichos, they're mivatel reitiv as it comes. Every reitiv that comes out, they're mivatel. Another reitiv comes out, they're mivatel. Another reitiv. So you still, at the end of the day, you only need 60 times the volume of the reitiv, that's the volume of the chaticho. But according to Rashi's pshat, according to Rashi's trap, that you had these before you put anything else in, you had a chatichas nevela with the chatichas heter, and then it's and you cooked it up in a pot, and now you get reitiv. How much reitiv has chanan? What's the volume of reitiv? Everything in the pot, because everything in the pot was makabel time from the nevela. Right? Again, we're talking about you don't have 60 times reitiv from the original nevela. If you had 60 times reitiv from the original nevela, then the nevela wouldn't even be nice in time on the other chaticha. So there I have a chaticha with water. All the water in the pot is now going to become nevela. So the volume of chanan, of a reitiv of chanan, is bigger than the volume. It's very big. It's the whole pot except for the two chatichas. That's a very large volume. Very likely larger than the volume of the two chatichas. So to say that Rav. So to say that Rav wasn't, the way the Rashbam says it is, to say that, say this in a few ways. You could say that Rav talked about, we could say one, Lusuch, Rav talked about the chaticha, came in Shinos and Tamba chaticha, he could have said came in Shinos and Tamba reitiv. Chodim etrei nokat, what's the difference? The chaticha, the reitiv, you get the idea. It was nice and time in the chaticha. By the same token, it was nice and time in the reitiv. Okay, so you have to move out to the chaticha, and you have to move out to the reitiv. You could say that Rav was chodim etrei nokat. But if the reitiv is much bigger, then you can't say Rav is chodim etrei nokat. Why do we talk about the chaticha, which is not so big? You should have talked about the reitiv, which is much more. The Mashal says it a little bit. The Mashal says that's probably true anyway. That you have 60 chatichas times the volume of the 60 times chatichas times the volume of the two chatichas. You have a lot of chatichas. Talking about that's not bottle the elef. You have a lot of chatichas. It's sort of a given in the case that you have 60 times chatichas times the two reitivs. That Rav didn't have to talk about. But well, it didn't have to be good. But Mashal says that's sort of like a given that it's most likely you have 60 times the chatichos times the two reitivs, but that you have 60 times chatichos times the original pot full of reitiv, that's a very big kimto. That already Rav should have not taken for granted. I think we could say even deeper, maybe. In the Rashbam, so it says you need chatichas to be mevatel two roitavs. But this roitav, why is this roitav also? The second roitav, the roitav that came out from the Chanan piece. Why is it also? Because it's chaticha nas nevela, because it went into the piece that also asked Chanan. The Chanan of this roitav is derived from the Chanan of the chaticha. So Rav talks about the original cause. I mean, this roitav has this roitav, the roitav that comes out from the original nevela, that didn't need the Chanan of the other chaticha. But the roitav from the second chaticha is secondary. It's an after effect from the Chanan of the chaticha itself. So Rav talks about the chemish shalosim tam bechaticha. Yes, and then of course there's a rebound that after this chaticha gets a chanan, it also makes a chanan and the roitav that comes out of it. Well, fine. So Rav doesn't have to talk about all the things that rebound. He says the primary cause chemish shalosim tam bechaticha. The chaticha becomes a nevela, and as a result of that, also it gets even worse because it gets even sadder because not only does the chaticha become a nevela, but it makes its roitav a nevela. So we're going to have to be mevatel that too. But that all goes into what Rav said, that chaticha atzma nasa is nevela. So that's good in the Rashbam. That's why in the Rashbam it's not so sure why Rav talked about chaticha and not the roitav. The roitav comes out of the chaticha. But according to Rashi, Tosis is asking, that you're talking about you had a piece, you had a nevela, and you had another chaticha, and then you cooked them together in a pot. The roitav in the pot is also from the original nevela. It doesn't need the second chaticha to become also. The nevela was nice in time and all the roitav. So the chanan of the roitav has nothing to do with the chanan of the second chaticha. So the chanan of the roitav is not derived from the chanan of the second chaticha. It's probably a bigger volume than the second chaticha. So why in the world is Rav only talking about the chanan of the second chaticha, which is like a sideshow? He should have talked about the chanan of the roitav, which is not derived from it, and it's not bigger than it. I mean, it's not smaller than it. It's probably bigger than it. So why is Rav only talking about the chanan of the chaticha? He should have talked about the chanan of the roitav. That's Rashi's kasha. That's why in the Rashbam itself it's not sure, but on Rashi Tosfos has a problem. Yeah, that's a problem in Rashi. It is a problem in Rashi. And in Rashi, it's not. Yeah, it's a problem in Rashi. What's Rashi going to do with this? Now, Rabbi Kaver points out in the Gilyan Hashas, the way Tosfos asks the kasha in Rashi, the lashon of Tosfos is that according to Rashi, that you have all this right to. With its own chanan, so you're going to need 60 times roitav to mevatel the chatichos, and you're going to need 60 chatichos to mevatel the roitav. Right, that's the lashon of Tosfos when he's asking at Rashi. He says that the yitzarech where the tzion to Rabbi Krager is. See the little star from Rabbi Krager? The little star right away. You should figure out the kasha. There's a story with Rav Chaim. When Rav Chaim was a little boy. So people came to his father, Beis Halevi, and they said, you know, Chaimke, he's getting to be too full of himself. He was an Eliezer, he was a prodigy. And he was very clear, and he was a Letz. And the people said, Chaim's getting too full of himself. You have to take him down a notch, it's not good for him. So the Beis Halevi called in Chaimke, and he asked him a kasha. And the second Chaim started to say a teres, his father said, oh, you probably mean to say it like this and like this. And then he asked him a different kasha, and Chaim thought about it. He started to say something, and his father said, oh, you probably mean to say like this and like this. Everything that Chaim was about to say, his father said, oh, of course I know what you're going to say. Not because, you know, it's like, it's obvious. Like, of course, this, like, he thought he's going to take him down. So Chaim said to his father, he said, it's not a kunz. He said it doesn't mean anything. He says, you know, they came out now with the new Gemara. They have a Gilgan Hashas on the side. So there's like in the Gemara, you see a little star, and you look at Rabbi Krager, and he sends you off to a kasha from the Gemara. So he says, so a person who's a big lamdan, as soon as he sees the star, he can send his chabot, Rabbi Krager is going to ask. But that doesn't mean if the star wasn't there that Rabbi Krager would have chabot it on his own. When he sees the star, then he thinks, oh, what's Rabbi Krager going to ask over here? And then he can maybe preempt what Rabbi Krager is about to ask. So the same thing, you had a kasha. So you thought, Ayin in Chaim's head, what's Chaim going to say? So that doesn't mean there's not a kunz. So anyway, so here you have the little star in Tosfos. Yitzarech she'eshishim bechatichos. So Tosfos' lashon is Yitzarech she'eshishim bechatichos levatel haroitav to make kor. You're going to need 60 chatichos to mevatel haroitav. So Rabbi Krager points out that language is that re-language or Rashbam language? That the Reitiv, this Reitiv that's in the path that became also from because the Chaticha was mixed in it, the Tosfos says you're going to have to be Mivata with 60 Chatichas. Is that language of the Rashbam or language of the Reed? We're treating this Reitiv as what? As Bosser or as Mayim?
Mayim.
So treating it as Mayim, that's like the Rashbam. That's like the Rashbam. So that's what Kirk's Messiah to the Rashbam and Kukhes and the base. He could have been signed to the Rashbam and the base. I don't know why he was signed to Kukhes and the base. So, by the way, I asked you, you were asking, I forget your first name.
Moshe.
We were also asking before, it's Mukhuch and Tosis, from the language of Tosis itself, that this Tosis is also going with the Rashbam. But I want to point out, that doesn't mean that that's going to be an escape clause, an escape for Rashi. Maybe we could answer for Rashi. Maybe Rashi doesn't hold like the Rashbam. Maybe Rashi holds like the Re. Doesn't really answer it. The language of Tosis, he's using the language of the Rashbam. But the Kasha could be translated into Re terms as well. If Tosis held like the Re, he would have asked that you need 60 times another 60 times of Reitiv to Mivatala to Mivatala to Mivatala the Reitiv. Yeah, it is true. It is true. It's not like this case. We said before that in the Re, the Re holds that the Reitiv has a din of Bosa. So that's why you don't need 60 times Chatichos to Mivatel the Reitiv, because the Reitiv has a din of Bosa. So we ask the Kasha, even if the Re, okay, so I don't need 60 Chatichos, but I should still need I should need 120 Reitiv. Because I need Reitiv to Mivatel not only the two Chatichos, but I also need Reitiv to Mivatel the Reitiv Ayetzim and the Chatichos. So that's not fair, because we're not really being mivatel chatichas. We're mivatel the tam hayetzim nechatichas. The tam hayetzim nechatichas is contiguous with the rate of hayetzim nechatichas. It's the same volume, so you don't need rate of double. You don't need a double. You don't need a rate of mivatel the rate of hayetzim nechatichas and the tam hayetzim nechatichas. But down here, that's not going to work. Over here, the rate that we're talking about is not the rate that's hayetzim nechatichas to the volume of the chaticha. We're talking about all the water in the pot that was makabel tam nevela, and the whole water in the pot is a chanan. That's about a much more, the 60 of Reitiv that I would need to mivatel all the Reitiv in the pot, even the Fideri, is much more than the 60 that I need to mivatel two Chatichas. Because the Reitiv is a much bigger volume than the two Chatichas. So Tosis is Kasha, and Rashi is not, it's not helped to say that Rashi held like the Re. The Kasha would still be kozut. Because at the end of the day, Rav is only worried about the Chaticha, the Hanan of the Chaticha. He should be worried about the Hanan of the Reitiv, which might need a lot more Reitiv to be mivatel it. So Rashi Takashra, I don't have a terence for Rashi. I'm saying there's no refuge in saying that Rashi doesn't hold like the Rashbam. Tosfos asks it in terms of the Rashbam, but the Kasha isn't according to the real.
Can you explain to Rashi? Rashi gives two scenarios.
Right.
One Bitsida and one of this case of Kadam.
Yes, the Bitsida one is good.
So Tosfos' question is coming from Rava on the case of Kadam Basili.
Right.
So can you say Rashi that when Rashi's opening up a Gemara, he's setting it up with two cases?
Right.
Bitsida is a case of Rava, and Kadam and Silik is Abaye. Abaye's case is working within Kadam Basili. Rashi doesn't explain the case when he's saying Abaye.
But if according to Abaye the case, if according to Rava the case has to be Bitsida,
then
why can't there be the case for Abaye too? If according to Rava we have to say that the case is the Chatikosh of Bitsida, Shaisa Bitsida Talmud, So why should Rashi give me another case? That's the case that's going to have to be according to Rava, and it might be the case for Abaye also.
No, because that doesn't mean, then you can't say Kadam Basili against that Isser before the Shah Hatichos get in. Meaning Rashi's case for Abaye is that it's Kadam.
Was Haisa Basili Tamil.
Then there's already
not Shaya to do Kadam Basili. Oh. That's a very good word. I'll say it in this chazet. We could preface another kash. Rashi gave two scenarios for the case of Rav. Haisa b'tzida tamid, and that he was mevashel to chatichas first. The first scenario of haisa b'tzida tamid, according to Abaye, that scenario is impossible. How could it be kodem v'silek if it was haisa b'tzida tamid? Haisa b'tzida tamid by different means that it was already in the pot together with the other chatichas, but since they were adjacent, so it was like a dovuk or something, and it had a chanan to the chaticha b'tzida. But that means we're assuming there are other chatichas in the pot at the same time.
how could that be? The Abayis of the Feish, we're talking about Kadam Vasilik. So why does Rashi give me a case of Haysa Vasilik Talmud that doesn't work according to Abayi? The answer is, very good. The answer is, in the Chanami, the case of Haysa Vasilik Talmud doesn't work according to Abayi. So according to Abayi, the case has to be you cook the two things together in the first place. But that case won't work for Rova. Because if you cook the two things together, then you're going to have a pot full of Reitiv. So therefore, Rashi gives me two cases. One will work for Abayi, one will work for Rava.
What's Abayi not correct if it was B'tzila Tamid?
Because B'tzila Tamid means that there were other... What does B'tzila Tamid mean? What's the accomplishment of Haysi B'tzila Tamid? That Rashi is explaining why was in the veil of Noisim Tamid, this Chaticho, there's all the other Chatichos. So Rashi says, no, it was B'tzila Tamid, so it was Noisim Tamid, this Chaticho, and not in the other Chatichos. Because this Chaticho was stuck to. So that means we're assuming that there's other chatichas. If there's no other chatichas, you don't need Haysa B'tzida Tamid.
It was Haysa B'tzida, right? And then you removed that, then you took them apart, you...
Yeah, but even though these two... what's the case of Haysa B'tzida? Let me do another picture. I'm running out of ink. Okay, so Rashi is Haysa B'tzida Tamid. So this is the chatichas Nevela, and this is the chaticha, the other chatichas. So Rashi, they're stuck to each other. That's why you have Chanan. Is there other meat in the pot?
No.
If there's no other meat in the pot, then you have Chanan without them being stuck to each other.
Yeah, but that's the case of Kadam Silka. They were in the pot together first, right?
Yeah, but if they were in the pot together first, then why do they have to be touching? If they were alone in the pot together, then why do they have to be touching?
Because there was no rotive, there's nothing. They were just like stuck together. Like,
No. If you would cook them, there was for the other rotive. When Rashi explains, if you cook them, you can't cook without rotive. Then it's sli, you know. You can't cook without rotive. Then I don't think we can believe a kula. At least we're going to get into the sli, klipa. The cases you're cooking them about this water in the pot. With the water in the pot. So why does Rashi have to say they were stuck to each other? Because Rashi wants to explain why was the nevela only nice and time in this chaticha. What happened to all the other chatichas? So Rashi said no. Because the nevela was stuck to this chaticha, that's not called the isadobuk. So therefore, the nevela it makes a chanan in this chaticha, even though in all the other chatichas you have shishim. We have Reitiv of Shishim, and all the other Chatichas are not becoming Nevela. But this Chaticha is becoming a Nevela because they're stuck to each other, so the Nevela infuses time into the Chaticha that's stuck to it. But again, if the Chaticha wasn't stuck to it, then if there were no other Chatichas in the pot, then there would be no need to say that they're talking, that the case is they're stuck to each other. Because then there would be a Chanan without them being stuck to each other. The whole word that Rashi is trying to explain is why was the Nevela nice and time in this Chaticha and not in the other Chaticha? So Rashi has two cases. Either because it was stuck to this Chaticha, or scenario two is that I cook these two alone, then they don't have to be stuck together. I cook them alone, and then I added the other pieces. It's clearly Rashi. If I cook them alone, I don't need them to be stuck. I cook them alone, I have Chanan, then I added the other pieces. If I cook them together with the other pieces, then it has to be there was Haysa B'tzida. Haysa B'tzida Tamid. So these are two different ways. So it's Hakamuchuk in Rashi. The Haysa B'tzida Tamid case is assuming that there are other Chatichas in the pot. But that's against Abayi, which is called the Mesilkai. So why does Rashi give such a case if it's against Abayi? The Teretz is because the case that works for Abayi, Taka doesn't work for Rova. And it's Kabbalah Meduyak, when Rashi talks in Abayi, he makes sure to say that he was called the Mesilkai as the Reitiv. The Kodim Mesilkai has to include the Reitiv because Rashi knows the Reitiv is problematic. So he says, Kodim Vesilka is you Mesalik the Chaticha with the Reitiv. And then it's very glaring the problem. So what's it better according to Rava? So then what do you do for Rava? According to Rava, it's not Kodim Vesilka. So then you have the Reitiv there too. So why are you busy with being Mavatalit? And Rashi doesn't talk anything about being Mavatal or Reitiv, only about being Mavatal to Chatichas. Teretz is very good. Teretz is that Rashi, that in Echanami, the case of Haysa B'tzida Tamid was said for, the case of Haysa B'tzida Tamid, that's the. Rav is going to have to say the case of Haysa B'tzida Tamid. The other case, Abayi provided two cases. A case that will work for Rav and a case that will work for Abayi. Well, I think it's Ba'am Shem Esav Shah. Very good. Okay. What time is it? It's almost 1 o'clock. Okay, I guess we'll stop here. Go back and start the next place. Yeah. Okay.
Just keep the old sheets for
one case is for a Bible, one case is for Robert. Chayes Mitzvah Tamid is the case for Rav. Yeah. Chayes Mitzvah Tamid is Rav's case.
What?